Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you do, check out Anita Rosen's contribution. Type her name into the search engine, or you can find her easily this week because she's on the show. But otherwise, just type her name into the search engine. You'll find the suite that we've built just for her, for the words that she's deposited with us over the years, the wisdom, the knowledge, and go back and listen to some of the things she's taught us over the years. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Anita, thanks for hanging out with us. Your book is eLearning 2.0. That's the new one. And readygo.com. Is that the website?
Yes, it is.
ReadyGo.com, so check that out too, folks. Anita, how does a small business decide? We're talking about all the new media, all the new ways of connecting with customers, all the new expectations, the evolving, fast-moving expectations of customers and prospects. How does a small business decide how much of that do I bite off? How much of it is beyond my scope of accomplishment? Where's the reality? Where's the opportunity for me? How do we do that?
Well, I would say the first thing is, instead of just jumping to new media, is start listening to your customers. It might be as simple as, one of the things I've been saying to my dentist for years is, please, instead of calling me 10 times to remind me that I have an appointment, could you just send me an email? And I'll tell you, in the last couple of years, he started doing it, and I so prefer getting an email reminder than phone calls and cards, because that's how I work. And it took them a number of years before you could send an email to the to his office, and then they would remind you from email. And frankly, it's cheaper for him.
You know about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
To do it. But listen to your customers, because they'll be saying these things to you, like, oh, well, I had a hard time finding you. I went online, and you weren't there.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what does that mean?
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing is you're talking about the dentist. What kills me is they leave those messages at my house. Well, I'm not at my house during the day. And so
that might not be where you have your calendar.
That's exactly. I do not have. I won't have. I could have it, but when I pick up that message, it doesn't help me. It's irrelevant to me at that point. Maybe I'll remember. Maybe I won't. But right. Like you said, either send me an email or something like that. You know, Anita.
But listen to your customers, because that might not be that might be what your customers want. Is you're putting money into sending direct mail, and it could be that your customers are saying, I'd rather have an email. Or you could be putting money into some big fancy brochure, and you might be better off putting your money into a YouTube video.
You know, a few years ago...
What are your customers looking? Where are your customers looking? And if you say, I'm not quite sure, or you think something, when was the last time you asked them?
That's right. There's a fruit market, farmer's market, that I do business with. And a few years ago, they were complaining because, you know, the classic farmer's market, paradigm was kind of waning a little bit. And they said, what should we do? And I said, well, let me ask you a question. When people come in, are you asking them for their email? They said, no, what do we do with that? I said, you should be sending them out little weekly notices about what you got fresh and all that. And they started doing that. They went online and built a newsletter, turned their business around. Just the email, just asking for email and sending out a little weekly notice to people, getting permission, turn their business around.
Well, I know it myself. I look at it, wow, such and such a, we go to a local produce place. And what I love about the local produce place is they'll tell us that a certain orchard is coming up. Oh, they're going to have great cherries. They're coming up next week, and we're going to be getting cherries from them. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that so much better than going to your large store that just has cherries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great way of building customers. So,
well,
yeah,
plus the fact,
where are your customers?
Plus the fact that you're sitting there with that information, and you're thinking, okay, they said those chairs are going to be in there Friday. That's over there on that side of town. I've got an errand to run this week over there. I'll do both of those while I'm over there on Friday. It helps you plan your day.
Exactly, exactly.
And you did. You became relevant.
And you're getting the word out.
You became relevant to them.
And email is like the easiest new media. There's all kinds. You can start putting your email in. There's all kinds of services on the web, email services on the web, that you can just put your list in, and then you send out. You can send out notices, and you can go in there and format those notices and send them out.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to buy a lot of technology. And the price isn't very expensive to be able to send out these email blasts.
Each, essentially, what I just said to you about that little company, I think they spent nothing. I think it cost them no money directly. I know it didn't cost them any money to collect the email. And, of course, they had to buy. They owned a computer, so they didn't have to buy that already again. I think maybe they, I'm going to back up. They probably spend $25 a month on a newsletter service, an email marketing service, like Contact or something like that.
That's what I say. It's not expensive.
It's nothing. It's nothing, folks. Nita, we're going to take a quick break. When we do, when we come back, I want you to talk to us about video. I know you've been doing a lot of video over the years.
Right.
Would you talk to us about what you think a small business owner should be doing with regard to video, with YouTube, that sort of thing?
Sure.
Let's do that coming up in the next break. We'll take a quick one, folks. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingham. Having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen. ReadyGo.com is her website. Lots of folks, you got to go check out her website. She's very smart. She knows where things are going because she knows where things have been. 10 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.